Don't ruin the dinner of the show.
Oh, you actually said you got it.
Wow.
Hello and welcome to the best and worst of Across the Park for 2019. Joel Kasem is my name, and as the most important part of this bizarre program, I've taken it upon myself not to invite Gabby and Mick, because let's face it, they aren't as good as me. If you've never heard the show before, all you need to know is that we are meant to talk sport, hardly do, and for some reason, we are multi-award winners. Not that we ever mention that. Anywho, please enjoy the Meat Boys bringing you the best and worst of Across the Park for 2019.
But I like tennis. Like, I used to play tennis when I was a kid.
I love tennis.
Let's play pennant, what do they call it?
What's pennant?
It's like, you know, when you're a kid, you go into tournaments.
Yeah.
And they call it pennant.
Oh, okay.
It's like a
kid's tournament.
Tennant, you mean.
Pennant. Pennant.
Pennant.
Yeah, pennant.
Pennant.
This is a great show. It's three people sitting there saying pennant at each other for half an hour. You're also the first guest. Can I just point this out? You're the first guest to come on this show and not talk through the intro. Everyone else just straight in there. Like, I'm just like, hello, welcome. And they're bang, 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 straight talking, which is fine. I'm all for it.
So respectful.
But you are very respectful.
Yeah.
Thank you, Aaron.
That's what people know me as. Respectful to radio intros. It's a core belief.
That's going on your tombstone, mate.
Yeah.
Gab, did you find your stats?
The website's not working.
All good.
When we do Across the Park, the musical,
it's all part of
shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're becoming
that.
Real sports show. I made
the same. Oh, sorry, I'm talking like an Ocker sports show. Yeah?
Hey, come on in, Meat Boys.
What?
Meat Boys?
Meat Boys.
Meat Pies. I said, come on down, Meat Boys. I don't know why.
I thought you said Meat Boys.
Yeah, we are the Meat Boys. 100%. Meat Boysos.
Across the Park with the Meat Boys.
Meat Boys.
So not last weekend, the weekend before, I was playing cricket as I do grade cricket.
Yeah.
And I don't remember at what point, but at some point during the game, I got hit in the lower leg. Just above my ankle by the cricket ball. We were fielding. I wasn't batting. We were the fielding team. And not long after that, I got hit on the tip of my finger. A ball just had a freakish bounce off the ground and hit the tip of my finger. And it went blue immediately.
Ooh.
And then I got stung by a bee.
No, you didn't.
Okay. So, game time. Sports Spelling Bee.
Ooh, spelling.
Oh no, my heart rate's just increased. I'm getting sweaty. I hate spelling. I'm really bad at spelling.
They got dumped on Valentine's Day.
Yeah, brutal. Okay.
That's one way to avoid having to buy presents.
True. Mm. Okay, but is that worse than me being broken up with on my birthday?
We need to go here right now.
How long are you together?
That's juicy.
A few years. Yeah.
Had she bought you a present?
Yeah.
Oh, so she didn't do it.
Oh, she brought you. She got
they
you.
They weren't great.
She got you a breakup present.
Well, do you call Monopoly a breakup?
Oh my god!
Was it a special edition one, like, you know, Star Wars?
I can't remember.
Simpsons,
I think I chucked.
Wait,
it.
Wait, how old were you?
You chucked it.
Yeah, I would have been like 25.
Oh. Okay. Yeah. Wow. This is tough.
Mm. Some dark is there
like, did she, she goes like, it's over, but we can play Monopoly now.
No, there was none of that.
That's a weird day to break up with someone. But is it better to break up on your birthday or like the day after your birthday? Just
surely
because...
after.
Surely after.
Surely she could have waited.
After. Like it was every day, every birthday now.
I suppose it would ruin
that
day, wouldn't it?
Also, she ruined Monopoly as well.
That's what I'm more upset
about.
Yeah. I'm a big hiker. Well, I love to hike.
Do you know the best way to keep warm when camping?
Yes, is a fire.
No.
Did you?
A fireplace. No. Did I start a fire? I did start a fire.
No.
Yeah.
No.
It took a long time because it just wouldn't start.
Stop being creepy, Mick.
Yeah, stop it, Mick. Because I'm trying to think of things to say And even the things I'm saying are sort of like double entendres. If you, it took me a while to get it started, and it was really cool. Like, anyway. Without any major spoilers, Tessa, for those who haven't seen the show, what happened to your character?
She died.
Oh!
Spoiler.
Probably shouldn't have had the clap then, sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a weird sound effect.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was actually really upset
because it's quite dramatic.
Yeah.
It is, I'm sorry.
Like, it was a dramatic... I cried when I watched it.
Did really? You?
Yeah.
Did you know it was going to happen?
I did know it was going to happen, but like, obviously watching your best friend die on national television in this really obviously dramatic, heightened space, you're like, Tess, no.
How did you... was away at the time as well. Yeah. I remember when Ed, I was in LA, so it was like, you probably like hadn't seen
it. No, I hadn't seen it for so long. I was like, come back, Tessa. Why are you on Palm Beach without me?
How did your character...
So pass. She passed over
to neighbors.
Yeah, out one door into the next.
I just thought Tess would be on every week now because she just had like, you know, she was great.
Oh my god, he said
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I know.
Mick.
Which is fine, I think.
Which is fine,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah. Yeah, there's nothing. You said exactly what I said just then.
You know that I've noticed that I do that?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, this is great. I just sit back and watch you two repeat. Oh, love it.
Shit. He's not going to answer,
Michael.
Joel. He's probably in the VIP tent. Rubbing shoulders.
The person
with...
you are calling is not available.
We know.
Please leave a short message and it will be sent as an audio message.
Oh, good. Oh.
Hi, Mick, it's your mum.
Mick, it's Joel Kasem and Gabby Morris here from Across the Park, 2SER 107.3. Hi. A few weeks ago, 2SER approached us and said, can you guys make some ads? And we said, sure, we'll do some ads.
Yes.
We should. We're 50 weeks in.
Yeah.
We should do some ads.
Tell the people.
This obviously never made it to air, but this is us trying to make an ad.
Okay, I've
never
heard
it. Went to air.
All right.
This is something we just did off air, and it's brilliant.
Are you still recording?
Yeah.
Oh. Every Friday night at 7, join Joel Kasem, Gabby Morris, and Mick Rad, as well as...
You don't have to read that bit. That's why it's in black.
I thought you said Gabby Morris.
You got your own name wrong. Gabby Moore. Come on, Gabby.
Oh, my God.
Gabby Morris.
Oh. Gabby Moore Moore.
Oh, I hope that made the...
You got this, Gab.
Every Friday night at 7, join Joel Kasem. No. Every Friday night at 7, join Joel Kasem, Gabby Morris, and Mick Rad, as well as a range of guests as they attempt to deliver... Stop.
You're pointing as you're talking. As well. I see people can see.
We should just play this as an ad. This would be a great ad.
Also joining us is a man who, when asked what his favourite movie is, will say... Not that. Sorry.
Ta-da! I love that film.
It's one of my favorites too. It's one of my favorites. All right, let's start by.
Oh god! Help!
That's all you want.
I promise money. I'll give it to someone worthy.
What was that?
What is going on?
What the hell?
Hasn't been the best, huh?
Was that my intro?
You know.
And I got my blunnies on. Blunnies.
Nice.
Very nice.
I've been looking a little bit farmer lately.
Oh my it's god, he's come in the country classic.
You were so on that. That was great.
You just say it and it happens now?
Yeah, yeah, I
if
love
you just
it.
Say country.
Sorry. I love that bass drum at the beginning.
Just try not to say it because it sets it off.
You're disappointing me today. Your sound effect game is lacking.
Sorry.
I just bought you some more time. Come on.
No, there's nothing here.
Okay.
If you say the word, you know, say this word, okay? We live in a really big... So all the states
Yellow
combined... all the states combined make this a...
Country?
Contiguous country.
I love that.
That's such a good one.
Anyone else want to describe what they're wearing?
I'm wearing a black code of conduct shirt.
You are?
Because I'm going, you know, I like live music, I like bands and hip hop duo from Sydney.
Yes.
Rock on. And some nice
chinos.
Aubergine pants.
Yes. Very nice. Your fly's undone. How about you, Gab? It's not. Sorry, mate.
Oh, that's too good. I just want to talk about flies undone because it was really awkward. A colleague had their fly undone and he was actually, and he was going into a meeting.
Okay.
And I just didn't feel comfortable enough to be like, oop.
Oop.
Like, what?
What because that's the sound
you make. It shows you're looking, hey, like.
Yeah, exactly. But it was very much open. Like, it was so obvious. And I didn't want to go, whoopsie daisies. Like,
whoopsie.
What do you say?
It's a bit breezy down there today.
That's a big one.
Oh, that's gross. You can't say that.
It's a bit breezy.
A bit breezy.
You know, I just say
that's a big one.
Oh, the window's open.
Oh, that's a good one.
I can see your penis. That's another one I think people use a lot.
Can I just tell you a funny story about scrotums?
And back from having what seems like a month off radio, it's a man whose
testicle sac has swollen to enormous proportions.
Yes, that's right. Actually, I got this.
What?
I'll have to show you.
Put your sack away.
I'll put it on the...
What are you doing, Joel? Oh, my God.
Oh, come on.
Oh, God. Joel is showing us his leg. He's pulling up his short. We've just seen a disgusting hairy bruise.
Testicles.
No.
Just don't get a little slide of testicle because that's not great.
Oh, guys, enough for the testicles. We've said it like three times.
No more.
Testicle
talk.
Free diving is where you just hold your breath and just,
free diving
and just go... And just go for a swim, but like deep. You don't have to worry about how
as opposed to go in the bath and just holding your breath.
You don't have to worry about how fast you're coming up. Like, there's no, you can't get like nitrogen sickness from going up too quickly. Because if you're scuba diving and you're down a certain depth, you have to pace yourself coming back up.
I thought you still could get
not when you hold your breath.
How deep?
Really?
But how? Oh, of course.
You're holding your breath.
You're holding your breath.
It's one breath.
So it's not oxygen.
There's no other air that's going in there.
Fair enough.
So you're just holding that breath. I think, I don't know. Anyway.
We should have really thought of the science behind it.
I don't know the science behind it, but it's pretty damn awesome. And it's this guy, New Zealand-born freediver Ant Williams, who actually lives in Melbourne now, I believe, decided to attempt the Guinness World Record for swimming below ice. Free diving below ice. So he went up to Norway, freezing water. Like, this is a crazy enough thing to do anyway. But he's freezing water. He decides, I'm going to beat the previous world record of swimming down below ice. So he swam 70 meters down below.
No, but the record before that was only 5 meters.
No, he beat it by 5 meters. So it was...
Just do 6 meters, mate.
When I read this is why I've
reckon I can do 6 meters.
This is why I've hyped up this story in my head. I thought this story was way more interesting because I thought that the only person could do 5 meters and this guy's just gone and done 70. This isn't that interesting anymore.
All right, we're going to have to do this so quickly. I did a game for Gabby and T, but they're not here, so this is going to be really awkward. Hey, Gabby, you still there?
Yeah.
Oh!
You've been listening the whole time. I love it.
I mean, I don't know if the word should be sport in these stings.
Ooh, that's controversial. What are you? What would I say?
Just Mick, Joe, Gabby took a shit.
There's a sting.
Do you like talking about cricket?
I do. Yeah. I've obviously work in it, talk about it all day.
Yeah.
So it's...
But work, you know, when you're talking about work and then, you know, do you enjoy, do you get the rush when you talk about cricket?
I wouldn't say I get a rush talking about cricket.
Because Gabby gets a rush when she talks about cricket. She hates it.
I was talking to my dad because my dad's 60 and, you know, he really keeps it up. You know, he gets up early.
I don't want to know about that.
Yeah.
No!
I did like a boy.
No, I feel sick.
Let's just stop that conversation, all right?
No, continue what I was trying to say.
Wait.
What I was trying to say. No.
I can stand the prick.
Absolutely not. Move away.
It's just a little prick.
I'm going. I'm leaving. Thanks, guys. Bye.
Oh, sorry, Gary. Sorry. I didn't know you had that on a button. Sorry.
I know. That's what I don't know what I had that there for. I don't have
just
many.
Just for that.
That one sting. That was what it was for. Sorry, Gav. Your dad's getting it up. What happened? I forgot what we're talking about.
No, we've got to move on.
And we got to move on.
We've actually got to move on.
Yeah, we probably should. We should. Talk about birthdays for long enough.
Hello, audience. It's me, Gabby, coming live from the 2SER studios.
Oh, wow. With this catchy little number. Oh.
Never walk alone. Never walk alone. Never walk alone. Never walk alone. Not together, but never alone. Never walk alone. Never walk alone. Going balls in the back of the net. Having a good time.
It's Gabby Morris.
You've had a busy week, haven't you, Joel?
Definitely my new ringtone.
Yeah,
sure.
You can have it. With a bit of this.
Sport!
You!
That was Gabby.
That was me doing the sport, not the short.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I did this.
Oh, my God. Sport! Oh! I need that as my ringtone.
Goes for
the inner child in me just is like, I'm bursting.
Someone's I appreciate
found
that.
Some effects.
And that's great. However.
We've got to get into it.
I went a bit further.
Oh, God.
Gabby, I'm really sorry.
What about my song?
This is a new song. Here we go.
Sport, 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 sport.
This is the thing, Gab. You swear a lot on this show.
I do.
Now, I went back a couple of weeks. I found a grab of you, just you're on your own, just having a little chat. And on air. And this is the sort of, like, vile stuff that Mick and I have to put up with on a weekly basis, okay? This is Gabby.
No, I really just, you know, I think that social sports are a really fantastic way to stay but also really maintain strong and develop, you know? And I think is a really good way of kind of yourself back into and really building and rewiring your brain to...
Bloody hell, you swear a lot, Gabby.
Fuck, that's good. I had an accident.
Oh, no.
Yeah. I was in a sporting situation. I was on the rocks at the beach and I was just like looking out and it was a really beautiful day. And then I was just like flat on my back. Just
oh,
just
you got
like
hit
that.
By a wave.
No. Oh. Just slipped over.
Forgot how to stand.
But I was just like, and I fully like smashed my wrist and it was like quite painful. Damn. And it was like, it's one of those things that was actually more embarrassing than like I felt the pain at the time. But I just was like, it's just a really weird thing to happen when you fall over as an adult as such a shock in such a like surprising manner. And I didn't really know how to like hold myself and react. Like I was like, I actually feel like crying, but I'm not going to cry because it's really embarrassing. And I just haven't fallen over and like hurt myself in like a really shocking, like unsporty way in a while.
At some point in your life, when you get old enough, they start calling that a fall.
Yeah, that's so true.
Oh, no. She's had a fall.
Auntie had a fall. Betty had a fall.
Far out.
Yeah.
I remember the old, what do you call it? You can find it on YouTube, but the censorship thing?
Yeah,
like
yeah.
PG, it's the family watching it.
Yeah.
Then they cover the boy's eyes.
Yeah.
I always heard, like, when the R one comes up and his missus gives him a little jar, I'm like, just let him let off a bit of steam, you know? Like, he just wants to unwind, you know?
Fucking
he still
hell.
Loves you.
Also, why isn't she into it? Like, why can't she watch it with him?
But yeah, like, see, this was the 90s, you know. We've come a long way.
Yeah, we have. We really
we've got
have.
More trusting relationships now, you know.
Did you see this guy on the weekend get... I think it was during the week. He got crash tackled at a police press conference.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Did you see that?
I saw that. It was crazy.
Why?
He was, like, being inappropriate. He'd literally just walked out of a courthouse and was being inappropriate to a poor lady. And this guy's doing a press conference, like a copper, an ex-copper, I think now he's. And the guy runs past him, so he just. And he used to play footy, so he just, like, turns around and tackles him, crash tackles him to the ground.
Oh my God.
The guy's,
God,
like,
so
screaming
rad.
In pain. It's hilarious. It's so funny. This is what he's. I'm just going to play it. This is what he's like.
Oh! Jesus Christ!
Is that real?
It's real. It
that
really
sounds
happened.
Like something like you're really overdoing it. Like you've fallen over and you're like,
Do you mean really like dramatic. A soccer player?
Yes, very good.
That could be a soccer player. Absolutely. Yeah. You wrote a joke.
Match sticks.
Ordering some dinner.
Don't ruin the theatre of the show.
You got him. Oh, you're actually recording.
Wow.
Whoa.
So if you've ever heard our show, actually, has anyone ever heard our show here?
Woo! Okay, that's all our friends and family.
Yeah, just swimming and the gym, like my normal
routine.
Don't look at my body when I say that. Like... He's just making sure I've been going.
I was just looking you up and down, John.
Well, he did look you up and down then. Oh, my God. You can't do that, Mick. That's not okay.
I was undressing
I'm okay
with
it.
Eyes.
I'm okay with it. It's fine.
Right.
And I think really that I just love that I have evidence now to prove that you're a perv. Yes. You're an actual perv.
One day we'll do Across the Perv and it's just going to be... All these grabs from Mick.
This is Mick.
Just you can have buttons and you just like hit the buttons.
Because I'm just a klutz. Like I'm just really hopeless at everything. I'm really clumsy. I get into stupid situations and I don't know how to get out of them.
Oh, I relate.
Yeah. And often I try and like get out of them by being like overly endearing, but it just comes off as like... just horrible. I don't know. Dude, I like, oh man, I had to get a spray tan for this TV show and I like ran into the director like after I was getting the spray tan and he was in the area. Like he lives in that area. So he's like always there. Anyway, he started leaning towards me and I was like, oh my God, cool, hug. And then I was like, oh no, don't hug me. Like don't touch me. I'm like covered in tan. Like it's bad. Anyway, he was like, I wasn't trying to hug you. And I turned around and there was like a delivery guy like giving him like takeaway boxes and he leaned over to get the tango and I was like, oh, like just like every day of my life.
Yeah, so we will cross to me in the past now.
No!
Do it.
Are you there, Joel?
Yes, thank you very much, me. Well, I'm here today at T's first AFL game of the season. As I said I would do yesterday or last week for you guys, but yesterday for me. I got here right on kickoff, so I'm not entirely sure who's who yet, but I'll work it out and I'll get back to you. Okay, T has been spotted. Her team is the red and white team, and they are playing the red and black team. It's going to be very confusing. T, turn around so I can see. Oh, there you go, number 94. I'm not sure if you guys can hear this, but there are so many birds on this field in the trees. They are doing my head. It's currently the second quarter here, and I've found the scoreboard, but I can only see half of it. So one team is on 9. I'll keep you updated.
Not our team.
Oh, someone scored. And it's not T's team. Oh my God. So I just saw a little greyhound puppy and it was wearing a jersey, just like T's jersey, a little red and white jersey. It was so cute. Oh, that's the full-time siren. Not 100% sure of what the score is, but T's team, I can tell you, did come in a very close second.
I'm here with T from the Breakaways, aka number 94. And
that's not my actual number normally.
Doesn't matter,
actually.
That's what you got in back.
Cool.
Tough game out there today. Can you explain to me quantum mechanics?
So basically I believe the father of quantum mechanics was Stephen Hawking.
I saw you take a couple of marks out there today.
I did, yeah.
Do you feel like you were the best player on the field?
Definitely not. No, my fitness let me down. I haven't had a good pre-season considering I was not in, the city, not in Sydney.
But there are, you can have fitness in other cities.
Yeah.
What did the coach say full time?
Look, she said we've done really well. 80% of the team were rookies.
Stop laughing. This is a serious interview.
80% of the team were rookies. So first hit out, that's pretty good actually. Pretty good, pretty impressive.
Okay, you're laughing too much.
It was okay. You're prank. Laughing too much.
I'm not.
Yes, you are.
Okay. That's it.
Okay, cool.
Over and out. Well, that's it from me at T's first game of football. Oh, these bloody birds. Thank you for tuning in, and back to you in the studio. I've always wanted to say that.
Oh, there you go. Was going back through some old things that I've done here, and I found you and I. So this show sort of started when you were doing Wednesday Drive, and I would come on with like the last couple of minutes when I very first started here, and we would talk sport because we didn't really have anything else
sport
to talk about.
Joel.
It never really had.
Original title.
Yeah.
And it was fun, and we had laughs, and it was all, a lot of it was just mostly me making things up, which kind of made it great. Anyway, I did an intro for it, and I'm going to play it as our intro today, because it was, and it actually has our intro in it now as well, and you'll hear it. It sounds like this.
Hey, pass me the b-ball. Watch this. Hey, watch me dive in the water. Now watch me ride this bike. Whoa, a fast car. Now watch me play cricket. Wrong cricket. Okay, now throw me that golf stick. Nice shot. Thanks. And now lawn bowling. Bowls. I mean 10 pins. And now, this week in sport.
I forgot you had the dog.
You sound like a little baby.
And you called it a golf stick, like Gabby last week.
That's right.
If Mick doesn't make some kind of sexual joke in the episode, and I reckon we could probably listen back to every single 50 episodes, he's made some kind of dad sexual innuendo joke.
Oh, I've never noticed that. Is that a thing I do?
Yeah.
Really?
Far out. Look, you both just went,
off. I'm not, like, I think Gabby frowns upon it a little bit. I don't mind. I think it's great.
Well, that's because Gabby's a prude.
You're a slut.
I think we have the name for this episode.
Jesus Christ. How effing dare you? I've gone to the effins. I'm a woman in my 50s now.
All right.
Joel actually interviewed you on the field, so
I know,
off the field.
And then you turned up, and then I get this creepy, creepy photo from the bushes. Are you here?
So, you were playing at that, what's the name of that oval?
Mahoney.
Mahoney Oval in Marrickville. And I just happened to be playing
birds,
golf.
With the birds.
With those bloody birds. I happened to be playing golf next door. And I was like, oh, I'm pretty sure that's T's team. So I took a photo. I'm like, is that you?
Hello.
But it does look creepy. It's like behind a fence and there's trees in the way.
Classic Joel.
It is Joel. I mean, it's a total Joel photo. Well, that's the thing. I heard it. I was like, that sounds drunk. So I added like just a pub background.
I've got a real problem with that bloody term.
Okay.
As a man?
Is it because it's not a flu?
It's insinuating.
God, here we go.
It's insinuating that men are just bunging it on.
Not what it is.
What men are insinuating that. Oh, I love you guys. I love you guys.
There you go.
Oh, that's amazing.
Joel, you have done it again. You have done it again.
In 1895, Italian Guglielmo Marconi broadcast the first messages across the radio airwaves. He was also the first person to receive the message, as no one else had a radio at the time. Why he went to so much effort just to send himself a message is open to debate. However, it did open many doors and one window. Since then, radio programs all over the world have strived to reach more listeners than just themselves. This is true for Australia too, where we've had and continue to have a wonderful amount of radio shows. Look no further than programs like Martin Malloy, Hamish and Andy, and of course, Alan Jones.
Whoever wrote that ought to be given a hot knife, preferably across the lower part of the throat. Dreadful.
But now, in 2019, it is time to add one more name to that list of greats.
The winner of the Troy Garner Excellence in Sports Programming is Across the Park to SCR.
Marconi, Jones, Kasim, Morris, Radojkovic, the world thanks you.
I was on Home and Away, you know.
I
was in three episodes in the background pushing the trolley into the surf club. And then
Where I know you from.
And then Alf tapped me on the corner once.
On the corner, on
very,
the shoulder.
Very, the where one and only.
That's a good way of describing your shoulder. Can you not tap me on the corner?
Can you leave my right angle alone,
please? Please leave my left-right angle alone.
Quickly, Australian star, Elise Perry.
Oh, talk about her.
She's injured.
Got injured. Shoulder. Oh, the corner injury. She got a corner injury.
Well done. Well done on using an earlier joke later in the show.
That's very clever. That's it good. Is.
That's the mark of an award-winning show.
I think I do that every fucking week. So.
It's going. I love it when you get sick and you go back to work and it's going around. You know, everyone just says
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
Everyone just says, it's going around. Like, okay, so I'm not special then. Fine, whatever.
No, I was actually really sick.
Oh my God, it's the stupidest beginning to a show I've ever heard in my life.
Good.
This could be our last show. Good way to start. This could be the hair on the camel's back.
The what? The hair on the camel's back.
Yeah, that's a saying.
No, I don't think that is.
No, you break the camel's back?
No, I don't think that's the saying either.
What is this?
I'm bloody flipping it out.
It's something about putting a camel through the eye of a needle.
No, it's not. The straw.
It's last straw.
The straw that broke the camel's back.
That's the one, yes.
The hair that broke the camel's back.
Straw that
same broke. Shit. You might like the sound of his voice, but I don't know if you like the way he looks. He's got a real face for radio, this
and
one.
On
I wouldn't
note.
Google it. Just stay listening. Never meet your heroes. That's what I'm trying to say. Nah, he's alright.
No,
he's alright.
He's alright.
He's alright. He goes alright.
He goes alright.
Can I use that and put that on my poster?
Yeah.
He goes
two and a half stars. He goes
on your
right.
Tinder profile.
4 out of 5. He goes all right.
From Nina,
yeah.
He goes all right.
Okay. Well, Nina, I wanted to say thank you very much. I wanted to let people know that your show is still going at the Factory Theatre, but you have to get in quick because tickets are almost sold out. But I'm not going to say any of that because you just gave it to me.
Okay, I'm sorry. Joel Kasim, you're very nice looking. You're a very handsome boy. Any single ladies out there?
I think we ran out of time like 10 seconds
Doesn't
ago,
matter. So. I like this.
And on that happy note, I think we'll leave it there for 2019. So many people to thank before I get out of here, though. Everyone here at 2SER, thank you so much for your support throughout the year. All of our special guests, Tarina Taitair, Claire Crewson, Emma Phillips and Natalie Morgan from the Giant Women Say podcast, my mum, Gabby's mum, Danny Teese Johnson, Dr. Sarah Halliwell, Darren McLanders, Tara Foster, Emma Ginya, Kelly and Nikki from the Double Movement podcast, underwater rugby players Manna and Lyle, Tessa DeJocelyn, Aaron Gox and Nina Oyama. We love you so much. Thank you all for coming on the show this year. And anyone I might have missed, I'm so sorry. Thank you, everyone, for listening. I know this is cliche, but honestly, we couldn't do this without you. So thank you. Next year is going to be huge. We've got all those guests hopefully coming back and a whole heap of new guests and a whole heap of new things to bring to you. And that only leaves me to thank Mick and Gabby, who aren't here. I'm pointing at them as if they are. Guys, thank you so much for making me laugh every single week. I haven't been doing radio for that long, but this is by far the most fun I've ever had, and I cannot thank you enough. All right, on that sappy note, I will go, and we will see you next year, and I guess all I can leave you with is this.
Continuous Country. Sport.